Canines are our passion. They are our addiction. They are our way of life, right down to the very core. And without them, we would be lost. The canines of this world really are something to behold. They assist us at work. They accompany us at home. And they perform for us in the field. No matter where we go, they are by our side. Canines really are a ride or die. And for that, we are grateful. This podcast will showcase working canines of various breeds and disciplines as we search for those canines and their handlers who are always striving to be the best at what they do. Those who are always grinding. Those who are always pushing the limits. Those who are always dogging. Join us on our adventures as it is sure to be a wild ride. I'm your host, Bryce Matthews.
And I'm your co-host, Stephen Basham.
And This is Semper Dogging. The Semper Dogging podcast is proudly presented to you by Froggy Bottom Outdoors. Froggy Bottom Outdoors is the newest outdoor and hunting supply, habitat management, and livestock feed provider in the Midwest. With a wide variety of products, a unique business model, and a dedicated team of individuals who are eager to provide their customers with an unparalleled shopping experience, you will not have to search any further than Froggy Bottom Outdoors. With brands such as Garmin, Yoder Nylon, Banks Hunting Blinds, Razor Hunting Gear, Purina Mills, Kalmbach Feeds, Inuksha, Real World Products, and many more, Froggy Bottom Outdoors has you covered from the farm to the woods. Visit froggybottomoutdoors.com today and follow them on Facebook to see how they can help you. Not finding what you're looking for online? No problem. Feel free to give the store a call at 765-330-2098. The team at Froggy Bottom Outdoors is excited to get to know you and would be glad to answer any questions you may have. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of the Semper Dogging Podcast, guys. I am your host, Bryce Matthews, and today I am flying solo up here at the Indiana State Youth Hunt in Peru, Indiana. This is sponsored by the Hoosier Tree Dog Alliance and the United Kennel Club. We are going to be coming to you live here from this event. We're going to listen to several of our youth competitors that are going to be competing in the show, the water race, the night hunt. We've got a lot of stuff going on, training contests, so today, our very first person on the mic is none other than Mr. Owen Rorvik. Oster, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing good.
All right. What all are you showing in, or what all are you competing in today?
The hunt, the show, and the water race.
All right. All right. What dog are you going to be using in those events?
Bling, Outlaw, Lulu, and William.
And William. Okay. All right. So, we've got a ton of prizes. We've got a bunch of stuff from Next Level. We've got stuff from Froggy Bottom Outdoors. We're giving away $2,000 cash. What are you most excited about? What drew you to want to come over here to this Indiana State Youth event?
The money.
The money. Okay, you want some cash money in your pocket then, huh?
Yeah.
You think it'd be all right to walk away with, you know, $500 for the overall bench show winner or $500 for the all-around winner? You think that'd be all right?
Yeah.
Do you plan on clean sweep and everything, or is there one event that you feel pretty strongly about?
Two events.
All right. Well, tell me all about them.
The night hunt and the show.
Okay. The night hunt and the show. All right. So, Owen, I've got one other question. I usually ask this to everybody that I get on here, but I've got to know. Two questions. How old are you?
Nine.
And how long have you been running hounds? Have you been doing it for your whole life?
Yeah.
All right. How did you get into it?
It was in my blood.
It's in your blood?
Yeah.
Was it just meant to be?
Yeah.
All right. You're a third generation houndsman, and you're bringing up the rear here. You're the youngest out of the Elburn / Rorvik crew. You're bringing up the tail.
Yeah.
Do they save the best for last?
Yeah.
All right.
Of course they did.
All right, guys. Well, there you go. You heard it from Owen Rorvik. We're going to sign off here on him. We're going to get some other things going. We're going to sit down here throughout the course of the day with several of the other youth competitors, get their talk on this, get them opportunity to join us on the Semper Dawgin podcast, guys. It's what we're all about here, you know, preserving and promoting the sport, and no better way to do it than to get the kids on here. So, Owen, thanks for joining us today, buddy.
You're welcome.
All right, guys, we'll be right back with you with the next person up on the mic. All right, guys. Well, we are lucky enough to sit down here with one of our sponsors for this year's 2024 Indiana State Youth Event. We've got Mr. Bob O'Neill and his wife. They came up here to this event, and they have been big supporters of this since the state hunt last year. Bob approached me last year down at Greencastle and said that he wanted to help out with this event any way that he could, and he wanted to, you know, he wanted to put up some cash for these kids just to keep the youth involved in the sport. So, Bob, we just want to say thank you very much for your support.
Well, thank you for what you guys do for all the kids. I seen it last year. Thought it was absolutely amazing.
Yeah, awesome. So, guys, these kids, Bob and his wife, they've put up $1,500 for this event. We've got three different winners going to get $500 apiece. That's going to be courtesy of RTS Group. So, Bob, why don't you just tell the listeners a little bit about what RTS Group does?
We're mainly a construction company. We started out doing demolition. We do, like, office spaces and office buildings, restaurants. You know, we just kind of clean them up and make them look new and just keep doing it for fun. You know, we're fortunate enough that we've been busy enough, and my wife and I work together, that we have the free time to come and do stuff like this since we own our own company, and we make time out of our schedule for hunting and fishing and stuff like that.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. So where are you guys based out of?
Right now we're in Bainbridge, Indiana.
Okay.
But we do a lot of work in Indianapolis, Lafayette, Terre Haute.
Yeah.
You name it. We'll go where the work's at.
Awesome, guys. Well, if you guys are listening to this and you have any work like that around those areas that you think you know, might fit that bill, be sure to give Bob and them give them a call. RTS Group, we cannot say thank you to them enough. We could not put this event on without them. So once again, thank you guys for coming up here, joining us, just coming to see the kids. You know, it's going to put a big smile on their face, and that money is going to do a lot of good for those kids. So
I was happy to see all the kids here for the dog show. You guys did amazing this year.
Awesome. All right, buddy. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, next on the docket, fresh off of the show ring floor, is Mr. Wyatt Rorvik. Why, man, how are you today, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good.
All right, hey, you had some couple dogs to throw on the bench, looked pretty good.
I did. Didn't win with any of them, though.
No, but hey, they look good. You had some stiff competition. Did all right.
I had Owen.
Oh, guys, it's always fun. You get these Rorvik boys together. You get Owen, Colton, and Wyatt all together, and super competitive, and they all can't win, so... Wyatt, unfortunately, he did take the L today to Owen, but he's going to get him back in the treeing contest. Is that what I heard?
That's right.
All right. So who are you hunting, who are you using in the treeing contest?
Lulu. She's a leopard, I believe.
Yep. She's a leopard hound. Who does she belong to?
My grandpa, Curtis Elburn.
All right. So what do you expect in the treeing contest there? Like, have you used her for one of these contests before?
No, but grandpa said she'll stay in a circle and she'll bark, so.
Hey, that's what we need. We're in the game there.
Hey, that's right.
All right, so this Indiana State Youth Event, looking around, what is it that you're most excited about? What brought you here?
Well, what brought me here was my mom.
Oh, touche. Okay.
Right. You know, she's running the whole event. You know, I figured I'd show a dog or two.
Yeah.
Have a little bit of fun. A little upset that I lost to Owen. Yeah, but it was fun. I'm still having fun.
Yeah, absolutely. So. It's all about the experience. So, guys, it's always a good time to get these Rorvik boys together. It's super competitive. The boys always like to give each other some razzle-dazzle. You got Colton over here making faces, trying to get everybody distracted anyway. So that's just one tactic they got. Why, man, next year, you going to enter more events, or what's your plan? Because you've been hunting a little bit more recently.
I have been hunting a little bit more. I need me a dog, though.
All right. So... Wyatt has recently started going hunting with Colton and I quite a bit, and he's getting back into the hang of it. Took a couple year hiatus, but seems to be going more regularly now. So we keep it up, we might just have to get another dog in the kennel and give Team CNR a run for their money. What do you think?
Yeah, I think we'll give them a little bit more on a run for their money.
All right. I mean, let's just go ahead and throw something on the line here. Next year at this event, you versus Colton, heads up, who wins?
Well, you know, it it just depends on how, you know, it all turns out. Coon hunting, you never know how it's going to be out there. You know, sometimes you're slick training and all this, like wheels, you know.
But like wheels? Don't badmouth my dog on a podcast.
I'm not going to badmouth him. But,
oh, guys.
But sometimes he's phenomenal. And other, but like the other night, he didn't treat nothing. He's just running around.
Yep, you'll have that. They are a three-letter word, D-O-G.
That's right.
All right, buddy. Well, thanks for sitting down with us today. Good luck in the training contest, and thanks for coming out today.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, see you, buddy.
See ya.
All right, we have another young gun sitting down here with us. Why don't you tell us your name, buddy?
Jackson Cable.
Oh, buddy, we have a member of the Cable family. I've been trying to get your mom and dad to come on here for a while, and I haven't nailed them down yet, so I finally got you. You are the man. You know that?
Yeah.
You do know you're the man?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you are fresh off of a big win last weekend on that Indiana-Ohio State Line Youth Series win, so congratulations, bud.
Thanks.
How long have you been hunting?
2 years.
2 years?
I just got into it. I've been into it for a while.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now I'm just starting in the hunts.
I know. You've been running around for a long time with your mom doing some show stuff before you got into the hunts, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's set the record straight here. What do you like more, hunting or showing?
Both.
Oh, you like them both? You don't like one over the other?
No.
Huh. All right. So when you go hunting throughout the week, do you just look down there across the hill and see which dog you want to hunt? Or does your dad have something lined up for you most nights? What do you got going on there?
He's got them lined up most nights.
He's got them lined up. Do you keep them tuned up for him to go to the big hunts?
Yeah.
I figured you did. You did all the tuning on that dog he just won that big money with, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. You are the man behind it, aren't you?
Yeah.
Hey, that big Ohio-Indiana state line race, you went to a lot of hunts to get that done, didn't you?
Yeah.
Do you remember how many casts you won on that?
I've won probably 3 or 4 or 5.
Yeah. And you've been around this coon hunting stuff your whole life, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
Being a Cable, you almost have to.
Yeah.
You don't get out of it with your daddy being Kevin, your mama being Angie, do you?
No.
All right. So, out of the 7 breeds of dogs, what's your favorite breed?
Walker.
A Walker. Okay. Why do you like the Walkers?
I like their cutter.
Okay. You like their color?
Yeah. And I like how they show and hunt.
Okay.
And that's about it.
All right. Tell me about your buddy you got back at the house, because I know you've got a dog that's pretty special to you.
Slink.
Oh, Slink. Tell me about Slink.
He's won me a bunch of shows. He's a grand now.
He's a grand?
Yeah.
Oh, my. Guys, if you guys have not heard about Slink, then you guys haven't been paying attention to the Cable's post, because tell us what type of dog Slink is.
Slink dog.
He's a slinky dog.
Yeah.
If you guys remember the old Toy Story movies where they had the old wiener dog Slinky, old Jackson has toted around a slinky dog to these hunts for years, and you've got your picture taken a lot with that dog, haven't you?
Yep.
Do you still carry him around?
Sometimes. He's a little bit retired.
Oh, you've retired him.
Yeah. Hey. I've got Baby Slink and Tracker.
Oh, boy. Hey, do you have any other retired dogs at the house?
Big Money.
Yeah, Big Money. Is he your buddy, too?
Yeah.
You've grown up with that dog, haven't you?
Yeah.
He's done a lot for you guys and your family, ain't he?
Mm-hmm. I used to sleep on his cot.
You used to sleep on Big Money's cot?
Yeah.
I tell you what, it don't get no more coonhound than that.
No.
Sleeping on their cots.
Yeah.
All right, hey, you just come off the bench show and the water race. How are you enjoying the Indiana State hunt so far?
I like it.
All right. What is your favorite event out of everything going on here today?
The show so far.
The show so far? Better than the water race?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, if there's any prize looking around here that you could win, what would you take to win? The cash, the trophies, the dog food, what would you pick?
The cash.
The cash. Boy, you're a Cable after all, aren't you? You like that cash.
Yeah.
Hey, if you win any prizes, you're going to try and hustle them off on people and sell them to get some more cash in your pocket?
Yeah.
All right. You want to flip for $5 after this podcast?
Maybe.
Okay. All right, we'll do that then.
No.
All right, buddy. Hey, well, thanks, Jackson, for sitting down and joining us, buddy. We've had a good time with you, and we like seeing you at all these hunts. You've done well for yourself so far, so keep it up. All right, buddy?
Thanks.
All right. See ya.
See ya.
Ready or not, here we go. All right, guys. We're sitting here with Hannah Cable. She is fresh off of the Bench Show win today. Congratulations.
Thank you.
She was your overall winner. She walked away with a cool check of $500. Thank you to Mr. Bob O'Neill and his wife. So we are very appreciative of them, what they've done. Hannah, why don't you tell us a little bit about that dog you just won with?
Well, I got him from Scott Houston when he was about 8 weeks old. He's off of his Jake dog and Denise Gift's Carly dog. It was their first cross, and I was lucky enough, and Scott gave me pick of the litter, and I picked him up at 8 weeks old, and we've been working ever since then.
Yeah, and he's not very old, is he?
He's 1 day shy of 11 months old.
Okay, awesome. So 1 day shy of 11 months, already got a big win under his belt, picking up that $500 check. So looks like he's got some bright futures ahead of him.
That's the hope anyways.
All right, hey, why don't you just fill us in on a little bit of background? You've got that famous Cable name behind you. We just had Jackson on here, so you got to follow up with him. So I hope you can do as good as he did.
Well, we'll see about that.
All right. Well, why don't you give us the rundown? You've been hunting, with Kevin being your brother and everything, have you been hunting, since you've been a little kid, or how'd that go?
I've been hunting since I was 4, that I remember. I've been around dogs my entire life, and I started showing about 6 years ago. I started off with Big Money and a Mia female that Michael Lester's daughter, Lauren, owned at the time, and Angie and Kevin got me Gambler when I was about 12, and we just kind of took off from there, and I love showing, and right now I'm in the middle of kind of looking for a dual prospect that I hopefully found with my Joe baby, but we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, awesome. I did not realize you got Gambler when you were 12, because this is your last year in the U Series.
Yep.
So you've been going around hitting all these hunts lately, and you've kind of been doing a little mopping up around these youth hunts. I've been keeping track on Facebook.
That's what we've been trying to do. My first youth nationals was when I was 12, and we've been to everyone since then. And this is our last year together in the youth before we fully have to stay in the adult world.
Yeah, so are you making the trip up to Iowa this year for youth nationals?
Oh, 100%. I can't miss that for the world.
Absolutely. It's your last one up there. How many dogs are you going to take up there?
I'm taking Gambler, and I'm going to take a backup dog as a just-in-case, and I'm going to take Elvis.
Okay.
And then my best friend might come, but I don't know yet.
Awesome. Now, at a lot of these hunts, you don't just walk around the show ring and show the dogs. You are participating in the all-around events. So, which of those events do you enjoy most other than showing?
Honestly, I would probably have to say the water race is one of my absolute favorite events. When I was younger, we used to go to the Greyhound and Coonhound mixes, the water races, and we used to do that when I was younger, and I love every minute of it. I'm so used to walking around the pond from when I was little, and I just love it.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, tonight we've still got the treeing contest ahead of us, and we have the night hunt. You can enter in both of them?
100%.
All right, what dogs are you going to have in those events?
I will just have Joe.
Okay.
In those events.
So Joe, he's your all-around, like you said, he's your dual prospect, all-around Coonhound.
Yep, he's 7 years old. Bill Scheniger actually owns him, and he let me pick him up at Plot Days about a year ago now, and he's just been fun.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate you coming out here, and good luck to you the rest of the day.
Yep, thank you.
Thank you. Well, 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 it is the end of the night, and we are sitting here with your overall hunt winner, Mr. Carter Irvin. How was your hunt today, brother?
Oh, it was pretty good. We went to a good spot, had a really good judge. He's our guide, and pretty flat land, just real good timber up here. Came 2 hours, and just pretty much paid out for me tonight.
Yeah, you drove 2 hours up here?
2 hours.
Where are you from?
Rushville.
Rushville, I got you.
Yep.
I got you. Now, you're kind of rivaling me. You've got a beard almost as good as mine. Are you sure we're in the youth event, or what's going on here?
Don't ask questions.
Don't ask questions. Okay, guys, we're not asking questions. No, it's all in good fun, but yep. I really do want to say congratulations for coming up here. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that dog you're hunting tonight and what kind of score you had?
I had 350+. I've been hunting for a couple weeks, one of my buddy's dogs, and just kind of been working out for me a little bit, and got back into coon hunting after a couple of years of not doing it, and just kind of fell back in love with it and been hunting a bunch, and helped me tonight. And you got to put in the extra effort outside the hunts to be able to win them. You can't just take them to a hunt and expect them to win. You got to put in the work for the dogs, and you got to hunt them up.
So. Yeah, yep, nope, that's absolutely true. Somebody's blowing a coon squad back there if they won. About blew my eardrums out. But no, buddy, yeah, you can definitely tell you put in the work. We saw you over there at the Bryant Limberlost Club last weekend, so you've been traveling around to some different youth events, you know, trying to get out there and get that dog in the woods. I mean, it paid off tonight. You won $500 cash as our overall hunt winner, and then you won another $230 as our Calcutta winner. So, guys, we raffled these dogs off of these kids, made it feel like a big deal. I actually ended up buying the dog. Didn't even know who it was, but nobody else bought it, so I bought the dog. So it paid off for both of us, so I appreciate you.
Yeah, anytime. Beat some next time.
Yeah, absolutely. So, guys, Carter's walking away here from the Indiana State Youth Hunt with over $700 in his pocket. It was a great event. You got a nice big trophy. Thank you to Froggy Bottom Outdoors. Thank you to Next Level and to all those that helped us. You got anything else you'd like to say, Carter?
Yeah, I'd like to just thank everybody. You guys put on great events, and it's just awesome to be able to come up here and hunt like we do. For
yeah,
the
buddy.
Kind of money we do at a youth age at a youth hunt.
Yeah, absolutely. So $700 cash, not too bad.
Not too bad at all. So thank you guys for having me, and I'll see you guys at the next one, I guess.
Absolutely. All right, buddy. We'll have a safe trip home tonight, all right?
Yep. Thank you.
See ya. Well, guys, you just heard from our overall hunt winner, Carter Irvin, and now we are sitting down with your overall winner for the entire event tonight, Colton Butterball Rorvik. How's it feel, Butterball?
Feels pretty good.
I mean, this is your second event that you've been to where it's an all-around event style, and second one you've won.
Yeah.
We talked on your podcast that we had on the last episode here about how you like going to these all-arounds and you like competing in all the events. So today was a little bit different than the last one. Why don't you give us a breakdown of how your day went today and then the dogs that you used for each event.
So the dogs that I used for today's event, in the bench show, I showed a Walker male, Wheels, and a Redbone male, Hank. Water race, I handled a dog named Reba. It's an English dog. I won my class, my champion.
Okay, hold on. Let's back up to the show. You were reserve champion.
Yes.
With your Redbone, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so you got basically second place in the bench show.
Yeah.
You got opposite sex. And then you won your water race.
Yes.
Okay, now keep going.
And then we went to the train contest. I won with 53 barks in 30 seconds.
Whoa, that's not bad.
No.
What dog were you hunting there?
A Redbone named Sadie.
Okay. And that was Mr. John's dog?
Yeah, John Ingram.
Yep, John Ingram. So far in all these events, you've used one of my dogs, one of your aunt's dogs, Mike Seats, John Ingram. You used four dogs in these events.
Yes.
You've got some people that are putting you behind some pretty good dogs. Now, I can't say much. Mine did not hold up his end of the deal tonight. But you've got some guys that are supporting you in these events.
Yeah.
They believe in you.
Mm-hmm.
Why do they do that?
I'm the goat.
The goat. Oh, gosh, guys. Don't let his head get too big. We might not get him out the door here. I'm going to have to tone him down, maybe pop him like a balloon. All right. So we know that your night hunting didn't go as planned.
No.
A little hot. Dog's not feeling great. It just didn't go as well. But with all the other wins that you accumulated throughout the day, you were able to come home with that overall champion. So it was a close race between you and Hannah Cable.
Yes.
What did you think was going to happen there? Did you think Hannah was going to win with that plot dog in her cast?
Knowing plot dogs, I don't think so, but...
I tell you what, this kid, guys. So if she would have won her cast, though, then that would have knocked you out of the standing. So it all come down to that cast coming in.
Yes.
Were you nervous?
Yes, I was.
Because what was on the line?
The win.
Well, what come with the win?
A $500 check. A gift card.
Yeah, $500 check,
and
though.
And the title.
And the title. Is that the most important thing?
Yes.
Guys, this kid is just like his grandpa. He likes them titles. So, guys, like I said, Colton Rorvik, he is our overall all-round robin event winner this weekend. He's taking home $500 courtesy of RTS Group. So we want to say thank you to them again for sponsoring us. Colt, you got anything else you want to say before we wrap it up?
No, thank you.
All right. Well, guys, we are got one more recording for you. We have one more guest to bring on here, and he is going to round out the night. But, Colt, thanks for sitting down with us today, and thanks for competing and everything. We've appreciated having you here.
You're welcome.
All right. See you, buddy.
Bye.
As promised, we have the last one for the day. He told me earlier that he was going to make another appearance on this podcast. So, guys, you have already heard from our final guest of the day, Mr. Owen Rorvik. And we're sitting down with him because he won a very, very special award today. Oster, how do you feel to be crowned with the overall sportsmanship award, which also included $500?
Good.
That's your answer? Good?
Yeah.
All right, well, it is almost 2:30 in the morning. Oster the Toaster is tired. He just woke up from a nap, just got back from his all-around hunt, but he was crowned as our overall sportsman award. So, good job today, buddy. Guys, this was an award that was given by several people who were, we called them spies. They were looking around today to see kids that were doing good things and helping other kids out, being good sportsmen. And Owen, your name came up a few times. Do you remember anything that you did special today that you didn't think about? How did you win this award?
I told my judge thank you for judging.
Yep, that's good. That's always good when you tell the judge thank you for judging. And I saw you playing with a couple kids down here and helping them out and doing some other good things. So we're very proud of you, buddy. And all the people around here that were watching today, they decided you did a great job today, too. So how's it feel to go home with $500 cash?
Great.
Oh, hey, we've upgraded from good to great. All right, guys. Well, we're not going to pry too much more out of him. Like I said, it's almost 3 in the morning here. Everybody's tired. We're going to rewind this down. So from Simperdoggin and everybody here at the Indiana State Youth Event, the Hoosier Tree Dog Alliance, Froggy Bottom Outdoors, Next Level, Tippy River Supply, Bob O'Neill and RTS Group, everybody else that helped us put this event on. Guys, we have so many sponsors. I can't name them all. I would forget somebody. But from all of us, thank you so much for listening to this event. Thank you to all the kids for coming out to the Indiana State Youth Event. Guys, we really appreciate having you here. We love seeing these kids come out here. They are the future of our sport, and we're going to continue to invest in them in every way that we can. So from everybody at Simperdoggin, we're going to sign off here. Owen, you good? You got anything else you want to say?
No.
Nothing?
No.
You want to tell me I'm the greatest or what?
No.
Oh, okay. All right, well, it was worth a shot. So, guys, we're going to sign off here. Thank you so much for joining us, and we'll catch you on the next one. We all know that canines can take us to some wild places, and some of those are only accessible by an off-road vehicle. No matter how hard you try to maintain your ride, something is bound to break on one of your adventures. When you find yourself looking for replacement parts, or maybe even a few upgraded parts to further try and prevent a breakdown, look no further than Never Satisfied Off-Road. Joey Goforth is the proud new owner of Never Satisfied Off-Road and is ready to serve you. Performance accessories such as lift kits, portals, tires, and more can all be found at Never Satisfied Off-Road. Located in Covington, Tennessee, the team at Never Satisfied Off-Road is ready to ship parts and accessories for your ride anywhere in the country. As their new website is currently being built, be sure to follow them on Facebook at Never Satisfied Off-Road 23 to keep up to date on the hottest items and sales. Give them a call at 731-693-9921 to place your order and get your ride ready to follow your canine wherever they may take you. Are you ready for the best part, though? Mention that you heard this ad on the Simperdoggin podcast, and you will receive a Simperdoggin-approved listener discount.